Ella, honey, if you could just let us see the recorder.
No.
I need it. Why do you need it?
I just need it.
Hush, doing, baby.
Not great.
Hello there, Willa. My name's Theo.
Theo Nolan, my sister's boss. I know who you are. I was kidnapped, not brainwashed.
Hun, he's just trying to help.
We just want to find him and lock up the bus.
I know!
What can you tell us about what you remember?
I remember all of it. I remember that I was covered in ink and that it was my character standing, living, breathing in front of me. He wanted me dead.
If it really was your character, how did you escape?
I kneed him and ran. I jumped into the Hudson River because if he followed me, I had a feeling he'd just turn into ink in the water.
Do you realize that's not possible, right?
It is possible because I saw it.
Willa, we're aware that you may have thought you saw it.
No!
But...
I saw it. It was Scout.
Willa.
Don't Willa me. I know what I saw. It was Scout.
Can you describe him?
If I did, you'd try to put it on someone else when it's a monster who is sitting in a house in the Hudson Valley, probably ready to take me back or get some other girl who he becomes obsessed with or...
If you can decide what Scout looks like, we can watch for him.
Who are your suspects?
We don't
Who
divulge.
Who are your suspects?
They've been talking to BJ and some of your professors. A couple of agents who read your book.
BJ? You think it's BJ? BJ's a good person. You can't pin something like this on him.
Detective Hawthorne, that information was not to be disclosed.
She won't talk to us if we don't give her something. She's been traumatized.
I'm not traumatized.
Willa, you were found unconscious on the side of the Hudson River. You were gone for over a week. The doctor said you were unconscious for days. You are traumatized. Hell, I'm traumatized. I thought you were dead.
It's okay.
We're just trying to help, kid. I know you're scared right now, but we can lock your assailant up. And you and every other girl like you will be a bit safer. It's not uncommon for victims to have hallucinations, especially ones in a state like you've described. You are alone, in a room, in the dark.
With ink.
Are you sure it was ink? It couldn't have been blood?
It was ink. I drank it when I got desperate. I would have known it was blood. It had a metallic taste, like ink.
Or like blood.
It was ink.
All right. It was ink. You said this was in the Hudson Valley?
Nice suburban homes, nice families, SUVs.
And you figured this out when you were escaping?
Yeah.
All right. Do you remember anything specific about your surroundings?
Ink. I remember ink.
This would be helpful if you would let us listen to the recordings.
I said no.
But didn't you take them for this exact purpose?
I took them for Elliot.
Elliot's right here. Elliot can listen to them right now.
You're wrong. Let me record for Elliot.
Willa, I'm right here.
Leave me alone.
All right, let's just take her home. She needs to readjust. Elle and I can look into some good therapists, as this isn't going anywhere.
Fine. Don't leave town.
She's not a murder suspect, Theo. She's a victim.
Still, stay nearby. We may need her to look at a lineup.
Just give her time.
But...
Give her time!
Fine.
Elle, was my room always this small? I'm so tired, Elle. But you won't let me sleep. Not until I've taken the meds the ER doctor said I need. I've got something. I don't remember what you said it was. Was there ink on the walls before? What's happening to me? I'm not crazy. This is fine. I'm fine. I'll get rid of the ink. I'll clean it off. Perfect. I'll kill Scout, and he'll never come back. Bye-bye, Scout.
Willa, what are you doing? Bruce, get the fire extinguisher, quick! Don't just sit there. Willa, what did you do?
I killed Scout.
This has been Isolation, Episode 5, Murder, starring Maya Mortensen as Willa Hawthorne, Colleen Simpkins as Elliot Hawthorne, Terry Dickens as Captain Theo Nolan, and Samuel Camp as Bruce Ward. This episode was written, directed, and produced by A.J. Dickens, with audio editing by Samuel Camp. Isolation was produced under the supervision and guidance of Dr. Gideon Burton. This is an Undergrad Podcast Lab production. Thank you for listening to Isolation.